This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Back here on the morning shift, we're in our 8 o'clock hour. It's brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer in your home today and start packing. It is time for the wake-up call, and we were discussing if you have an ick, which I hate that word. My ick is that word.
Yeah, your ick is the word ick.
So you can call us if you want to share something about your significant other, 404-726-0929. It would be cool if you had the voice changing thing, the disguise your voice thing.
Like the screen
Dylan,
guy.
That would be pretty cool.
Yeah. Our buddy Marcus on Twitter said, hey, I have a work-related ick. Stop parking your car in front of the mailbox. And you have plenty of room to park somewhere else. I don't know if there's anybody that hates parking situations worse than me when it comes to stuff like that. I hate that. We've had that conversation before. I'm like, bro, if somebody pulls up on the curb at a shopping center, I'm ready to throw hands. Like, I'm like, dude, we got to go. We got to throw hands. So shout out to Marcus. That's a frustrating one.
My guy, Mark Raven, he's a big Ravens fan. He's a big listener and tweets us, and I appreciate him. And he says, Mike is definitely going to a restroom, and people that don't wash their hands, he's like, I want to cuss them out.
That's an ick.
You nasty ass. Blah, blah, blah. That's what you do. Yeah, no, but look.
Is that an ick, though, even if it's not like a significant other? Because I thought that was a...
I mean, that's gross.
Well, it's a social ick.
Sure. That's a, you know.
And I'm on it today, Tiff. You can't test me. I'm on it.
I'm not going to say that.
Marcus, who did that about the... who tweeted all of us about the work-related ick, he must... maybe drive a mail truck or an Amazon or UPS or something, because I agree with him about the parking in front of a mailbox, but it doesn't affect me. So that's why,
Do y'all have any two-lane roads near your house where the Amazon or whatever driver just kind of puts their flashers on in the middle of the road?
Oh, yeah. One of the cut-throughs that I use.
Like, I want to be so frustrated. At the same time, I'm like, yeah, it's all right, though. Like, need that package later. So handle your business.
Speaking of roads, I forgot all about this. I've told you guys on here that I use the express lane in the morning, even though there's nobody on the roads normally.
Why?
And it's like...
Oh, you get charged?
Yes, but it's only 50 cent when I do it. It's only 50 cent to make it from...
50 cent could be going to baby girl. I'm just kidding.
It could.
Just kidding.
No, you're right, but this morning justified me. There was a really bad wreck right there at 285. Every lane was blocked. And it looked bad.
You.
It looked bad. There was I don't want to speculate, but there might have been a fire out of one of it. It was really bad wreck. As I was getting up, I thought that I was going to get stuck in it first, but I feel bad when that's what I do feel like. You feel like guilty because you just drive right by it. I don't feel guilty. I would sit down having to sit in it, but I feel bad for whoever was in the incident. It looked really bad, but I just drove right by it, and then I got on literally right after it.
Not sure how he got there, but
not either.
If you asked about a road,
but I will.
So
I will say
those people that
I don't
right.
understand the express lane stuff, because if I'm going to, like, let's say I'm going to drop my dog off and get ready to travel, I'm going up 75 North. It is always closed at the most inconvenient times. And same thing going back 75 south, like if you're going up towards like Canton or like Lake Altoona or whatever, I don't understand. That's my wake-up call. So, I mean, maybe explain it to
me
because
you.
Even during Thanksgiving, when I went up to drop him off and to come back, it was like, why is this not open?
Well, let me ask you, what times are you doing it? Because what I've noticed is they open it sometime in the, I want to say like the 4 o'clock hour to go south, and it's open till I want to say like sometime around noon to one.
So I was,
and then they reverse it because they're trying to hit peak traffic going each way.
So I have been in it during peak hours sometimes. Mm-hmm. Close, and then a particular on Thanksgiving, you would think the logic is everybody's going to be driving that day. Let's open this up, and it's not.
Well,
and I think it's stupid.
Maybe that they think that a lot of people are already where they're going to be within. Like,
I think
the
I went
before.
The day. Okay,
and so they close because they.
No,
do,
I went the day before. I think
they do have to close it to do maintenance, and I've come across that like where they're going through a maintenance.
Well, it's an inconvenience. All right, let's go to the lines. If you have an ick and you want to be anonymous, Yale sounds like an anonymous name, or maybe it's a real name. If it's a real name, it's a cool name. Good morning.
That's my real name.
I love it.
That's really cool.
Yeah, and ick, just for everybody, ick is used, it's a term of disgust. It's not exclusive to nasty stuff, but it's always mainly attached to it commonly.
So yeah. You agree with me.
Attaboy.
Thank you.
Yale coming up bringing you guys some facts. So
we appreciate it.
For one.
Thank you.
Oh yeah. So my ick is with my girlfriend. She grinds her teeth at night and then she scratches her throat. You know, the little, it's going to ick me to even make it sound.
You sure you didn't want to stay anonymous?
You sound to say, yeah. Hey.
No, she's asleep. Trust me.
Oh man, that's too funny.
She's off grinding her teeth right now.
If you're finding me through sports radio that I did this, then I deserve it.
I love it, man. Appreciate the phone call.
That's awesome, thank
man.
You.
Yeah, I guess grinding your teeth. I don't know.
She's off right now grinding her teeth. You ever? It's when if you've ever been in the bed with someone that grinds their teeth, yeah, you can hear it.
Really?
Yeah.
It would creep you out. It would ick you out.
Yeah. Well, you just look over like, the hell is that coming from?
Back to the lines. And you guys are putting out I'm assuming this is your government name, Cameron. Do you have an ick?
Yeah.
Or something sports related?
You know, this is Dorman. Also, shout out to
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It's for people in general. Pick their teeth to get food out of the house.
Oh.
And sometimes people reach and get that back molar, like around a grocery store.
Yes, that's
so nasty. Anyways, y'all have a good
day. Yeah,
you too.
That's the mic.
If you couldn't hear him, he was saying it's picking your teeth, using your hands to pick your teeth and to specifically. Dig back and try to get something out of that molar area.
That's kind of something you got to do like alone, right? Like,
yeah.
You can get away with that alone, but I mean, you know, don't
you excuse yourself to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with that.
That's why rich people, I've been in this, there's this rich person's house I've been into a couple times, and he's got like
the
pick things in the bathroom and thing. Yeah. I mean, that's when you know, when you got the plastic ones.
That's why they're in the bathroom.
That's when you know you got.
That's why they're in the bathroom.
You got some coin.
You said, what? Okay. Let's go to Jesse in Ellenwood. Good morning, Jesse.
Hey, good morning. Can you hear me?
What's up, man?
Yeah, gotcha.
Yeah, I got two real quick. Love you guys. You cats are the best in Atlanta.
Thanks, man.
Bar none.
We appreciate you.
Yeah, my ick is when I go to a public or either private bathroom, when somebody leaves their waste, solid and liquid, or liquid, in the toilet and don't flush it.
Oh God!
My wife's ick is if we're at the dinner table and anyone, either me or somebody else, depending on the situation, when you blow your nose at the dinner table.
I was gonna say that.
I can't be around people blowing their nose in general, but the ones that do it at the table is a non-starter for me.
Disgusting.
Yeah.
I agree with the table and the bathroom thing. Yeah, it is just that.
I think we can all come to terms on the bathroom.
That is probably one of the most disgusting. I just
that thing better be broke if I open it and there's
something. I just want to know what kind of animal.
A monster.
What kind of animal thinks it's okay? I mean,
you're a monster.
What's the thought process?
If I was a dictator, you would serve jail time for that. You would serve jail time.
Guillotine.
Your DNA that's like disgusting. Tiffany's apartment complex. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Which they don't actually enforce. What a joke.
You would literally be in jail. And after it would be like the three strikes law. The third time, you ain't ever getting out of jail. Because you don't deserve to be in society if you don't flush a toilet at yourself. I am sorry.
I want to choose violence today. My ick is when you say you're like 6 foot, but you're not. And
gosh, Tiff.
You're actually
5'11". You know what? I agree with Tiffany, but as a short person, when you lie about
so
your height,
it's all about what's in
when
the
you
heart.
Lie
let
about,
the odd
but
be
don't lie,
of
don't
say
lie.
Something. Your heart's got a hole in it if you got to lie about how tall you are, man, because you don't love yourself.
No, because there's people like Tiff who want to know how tall you are. Yeah. Shout out to the short kings out there.
I am one. I'm telling you, if you can't come to grips with your size,
stand up, short kings. We already
then
are.
You don't love yourself. And you can't love anyone else until you love yourself. Mike Bell told me that. And that's the one thing I believe he's right on.
Dang.
I'm telling you, people that lie about their height, as a short person,
man.
I've been 5'8 and a half since I had a driver's license.
But what if you're not 5'8 and a half?
I am. I measured.
Did you get the combine measurement on that?
Can I
bring a tape measure in tomorrow?
I don't know. I didn't go to the combine, dude.
Yeah, I'm saying. Like, did we do the real thing, or is that you're just an assumption?
I'll tell you what, if we did a tape measure and I came out to be 5'8 and a quarter, I'd change my driver's license to that.
5'8 and a quarter.
These tiny hands.
I just randomly thought of.
But don't think I wouldn't do it if I wasn't 5'8 and three quarters.
I just randomly thought, I don't do the dating app world, but I did in the past, and I put a fake name just on the off chance. You know, you work in sports, you would assume, because I'm not going to say it. But so anyway. I was like, okay, let me just put a fake name, right? And so I actually went on the date, but then when I went to introduce myself, I was like, hey, I'm Tiffany. They looked at me like, wait,
dang.
What? And I was like, oh, my gosh. Maybe,
what if he was like, my ick is fake names?
I had to explain. All right.
Was there a second one?
No, no.
She goes, you're not 6 foot. And he goes, well, you're not Jessica.
You're not really your real name. So that's... There was not a second day. He was weird. He was so weird. where are we?
Oh,
okay.
Man.
We are coming back looking at the rundown. Thanks, Dylan, with a Life of Squid. You got anything you want to say to the people, sir?
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
I put you on the spot.
Yes.
Sorry.
A very famous ESPN play-by-play/studio host had a really WTF moment the other night, calling a college basketball game. We'll hear about it. And he has responded. All next, Morning Shift, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, and...
The Odyssey.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Back here on the morning shift this hour, brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start pecking. We do have a Life of Squid to get to, but we're going to continue this ick conversation because you guys have gotten some very entertaining tweets.
Shout out to ATL Trav on Twitter, tweets at us and says, my friend and her girlfriends literally have an ick list with thousands of icks they share between each other in a shared note on their phones. So he sends us a small portion. This is like, 25 icks. These are absolutely hilarious. And Tiff, I think you could probably weigh in on a couple of these, but guys who wear V-necks, guys who follow mostly girls on Instagram.
Fair.
Guys who wear cutoff shirts with no arm definition.
this list is hilarious.
this was like some of these are so out of pocket. Guys who like to hike.
Oh, can I put
what?
Okay, the hiking doesn't bother me. I want to go to 37.
Dude, I was going there next.
Texting WYD, what are you doing?
Yeah.
I'm not talking to you. That's what I'm doing.
Yeah, you saw me.
Bro.
What? I like 36 bragging about how they play the guitar when they know three chords.
These are so good.
How about this one? If he gets cut in line and doesn't say anything, and then it says, then 48's like the same one almost. If a guy has no backbone and allows people to take advantage of them, grow some balls.
This is the one I'm trying to find it right now. The person who holds.
Are hateful, but they're funny and they're true.
Oh, here it is. 39, holding an empty plate in line at a buffet.
Well,
wait, I don't.
Hold on.
Go get a refill? Like you don't like them like, going back?
I guess
for
she's
more?
Saying like you were so hungry you had to wait in line, like you couldn't just wait till there wasn't any. Like
now, I want to ask. This is like a straw.
Guys who face two.
This is
photos.
Epic, man.
Guys who don't offer to pump gas for you. I don't know how I feel about that one because, like. Let me put it this way. There is a fine line in our society because I know that there is some sensitivity training done at companies in HR training in the corporate world and in the city.
Yeah, but this is a relationship listener for sure.
But if you got on a plane and say me and Tiffany got on a plane and we were traveling for work, right? And Tiffany went to put her bag in, I said, hey, can I help you with that? Technically, she could take me to HR over that.
Yeah, technically, you've been trained against that.
I know someone in a company in this
but we're
city.
Not. But that's life. That's not, if we're on a plane, that's like
but
a life
if
situation.
For a work trip.
These are icks that are involved with like relationships.
That's the same as pumping gas.
Well, along the gas thing, I have had guys offer to put my suitcase up when I travel. And sometimes like, oh, no, I got it. But then I end up, they look offended that I didn't take them up on the offer. So I think now I'm just going to throw people a bone like, hey, I can... Sure.
Bro.
You know what? Lift that thing up into the overhead. Guys,
the best one on this list is number 40, when guys use a coupon.
What?
When guys use a coupon?
Oh, yeah. You know what?
You're already
Bo would have been cooked.
You know what's not her ick? That guy's bank account.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Because
he's probably got a really good 401k.
Yeah.
I think that's a good sign.
He's probably got a nice pension set up. You know, and where, you know, he'll be retired when he's 55.
Tiff, I want to ask you this one. What's your take on this one? Guys who wear V-necks.
I don't have a problem with it.
Hang on, let me check my cup. I'm good.
Have a problem with it.
What guy clips their toenails in public? And yeah, what do you define as public?
I will say somebody did this in a coaching locker room I was in one time, and it was a different world.
When you ask that question though, what kind of guy does this? There is somebody out there.
For sure. We've all experienced
some weird tendencies from people. I'll leave it at that.
They straight up going to put mouth breathers on here. Well, like, you know, what if you got a deviated septum and you just can't pay for the surgery, all right?
No, I wanted to ask Tiff about...
I got one and kind of breathe out my mouth sometimes.
I want to ask about Tiff about 43 because guys who play video games for hours on end, I think females are probably split on that one because I think there are some girls that are like, that's fine, I got stuff I need to do as well. And there's other ones that are like, you know, I would like more attention than that.
You know what?
Where are you at on video games?
I will say, you guys are normal men. So I may have shifted my view on, like, the video game thing. Because you guys do, like, that is your...
Well, actually, I race in a simulator.
I'm sorry. It's a simulation. It is not a video game.
I play video games.
My deepest, sincerest apologies to all of you out there who sit in chairs and wear headsets and play in simulations.
Yes. Yeah.
I meant no disrespect at all.
I play video games.
Even though it sounds like I did.
It's real to me, damn it.
But look, if that's... if it's really you, then you play your little games. You've swayed me on that. I wouldn't deem either of you as like, you know, video game losers.
Dylan's a video gamer as well.
Plays I'm a gamer.
You're a gamer. Sorry.
I'll leave you on this one. Guys who don't know how to use you or you
now
are.
Now that goes in line with the same kind of dudes that would text you WYD.
Yeah.
That's a rough one for me when people don't know where to put the apostrophe or what version.
They forgot the good morning beautiful thing.
I don't know if that's an ick.
That is tough.
Well, look, we only got like 22 through 50.
I bet that's on there. If you're still listening to us, ATL Trav, I bet that's on
Speaking of
icks,
you need to get to your life.
I guarantee you that person doesn't know how to use I could care less or I couldn't care less properly as well.
I know that struggle with that.
Yep. That's right. Little W sauce.
This man just got so rowdy with his microphone off.
nobody can hear you.
Like the guy on the Storage Wars. Yep.
Yep.
Three U's in there. Yep.
And my friends did Bear Burton's W Sauce and the Allen Lager New Rum. I gotta get Chaz to meet. Chaz, you gotta meet up with me because I gotta get some a lot of Owl and Lager for next weekend.
Good call.
Ambetter Health 400 at Atlanta Motor Speedway. We'll get down there, I think, Thursday. Our friends at...
might go through a whole pallet of that.
Our friends at Campers Inn have hooked us up with a spot along with Atlanta Motor Speedways. We're set to go. Anyways, so Chaz, text your boy. And if you're not listening and you know Chaz, tell Chaz to text me.
You've been paged.
Carl Ravitch, who does a lot of ESPN's Major League Baseball work.
Yes.
Baseball Tonight for a long time. And he does some play-by-play stuff as well. He does a lot of college basketball. He was doing the Alabama, as Carl Dukes would say, game against Texas on Tuesday night.
Yep.
And, he had an observation that I don't think anyone else had about the SEC teams once they got to conference play.
So think about it. We know how dominant they were in the non-conference season, the SEC. They were 185-23. Since January 4 into Tuesday, the SEC teams are 82-82. It's not as if one team or two teams or three. They're 82-82. Like, there's been no ability to pull away. There's no dominant group of teams.
So, hold on. Before I roast, because I want to say this.
Yo!
Mike was trying to tell me this yesterday, literally right when we got here. He was like, hey, did you hear this Carl Ravitch stuff? I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about. And he tells it to me, and I was sitting there, and I wasn't processing it because it was like 5:10 in the morning, and I go...
He just brushed me off.
What's so bad about what he said? Like, nah, I mean, okay, he was just trying to point out. I mean, you know, it's okay.
Yeah.
And...
They've struggled in this. The conference has struggled in conference play.
Yeah, and I didn't think about it.
I was processing it as you were saying it.
Yeah, I didn't think about it. And then I kept seeing it. I go, man, will these guys get off Carl Ravitch's back?
Leave Carl Ravitch alone.
Then Carl Ravitch tweets this. And yes, guys, I know the point of this, just so you know, but 4 hours after landing and reading all the responses, it is overwhelming. I will heed the advice of my ex-friends, Twitter, and take the L. My bad, my mistake. Always appreciate the feedback and grateful for the audience. A bunch of huge games left. Let's enjoy them. If you still don't know, which I know Tiffany does, Mike does, Dylan and Money G Garrett, no. If you play yourself in league play, there has to be a winner and a
loser.
Which means you will be what?
You'll be on one of the ends of it. Yes.
And you'll be 500.
He had this whole good point mapped out in his head where he was like, these guys are struggling in conference play.
You know what that is?
Dude.
You know what that is?
That's over analysis.
You know what he did, Mike, at Tiff? He went through the win column and he goes 82. And then he went through the teams in the standings. It's like this team's 9-1, this team's 7-3. He went through the win column. In the standings, and then he went through the loss column, and he goes, well, by God, they're just 500
I'll be dang. Somehow
it out.
It could have been something that was in, like, a research packet as some sort of, like, I don't think that
person
would
be fired.
I was going to say, you know what? Don't come from the research department at a CBS folks or NFL folks. They do some great work. That would absolutely not be in there.
They're only 500.
I do agree with you.
They're only 500 in conference play. It's the craziest thing.
They're not as good as
collectively.
It's this epiphany that you're the smartest guy in the room, and in fact, you weren't.
I don't know who was doing the color next to him, but I guarantee that dude was like, "I'm sorry, dude. What? What are you talking about, dude?
Wait a minute.
Hey, you know what?
It happens.
I know we gotta go to
definitely
break.
Yes,
but guess who just texted me?
Oh yeah, Chaz
from New Realm, bro.
Get up, boy, Chaz.
Look at you.
Let's go.
All right, hey, when we come back, we've got college football and NFL draft analyst and co-host on Sports Radio WWL in Louisiana. Mike Dettillier joins the show. We've had him on before. Good guest here. So that he is coming up when we return here on the Morning Shift on Sports Radio 99 The Game. We are back here on the Morning Shift. Glad you all had some fun with the ick segment that Mike had brought up and mic'd up, because we had a lot of interesting messages.
Man.
And that list is probably my favorite thing.
Dude, the messages that I continue to have roll in, a friend of mine, she's icked out by her husband picking his toenails while watching TV. I was like, I didn't even know.
Oh, that's a...
Yeah, getting the lint out of there.
The ick category. all right, well, let's go straight to the WadeFord.com hotline. That is where we find college football and NFL draft analysts and co-hosts on Sports Radio WWL in Louisiana. Mike Dettillier joining us here on the show. Good morning, Mike. And
good morning.
You know, we've been talking about icks. Do you know what that is? An ick? Like, it's something the kids are saying these days that they don't like, that maybe their significant other does, that grosses them out.
Yeah, I get you.
You got it. Mike's like,
I got exactly where that's at.
So I'm going to pass on that one. Hopefully you don't pass on this. So you guys got a new coach for the Saints in Kellen Moore. What's the vibe down there now that he has officially been named the head coach?
Well, if he could take the Eagles' offensive and defensive line with him, everything would be real good. But he's got a major rebuilding job to do on this football team. And so, you know, I think for most people here, it's a little bit of a uplift, because they had their butts full with Dennis Allen. If it had been up to them, he'd have been gone long ago. But, you know, think with Kellen Moore, he brings up, you know, he's an offensive coach. And let's see what happens with it. But this is all about talent, first and foremost. The Saints don't have enough. Just don't. And you look at that roster, they're void of a lot, I say a group of good young core players under 27 years old. You look at the Eagles and how they built. They built that way. They got a lot of really good young talent, 27 years of age and younger. The Saints, not close, and at the most important position, you don't have the guy that can turn the engine over on the car.
Well, speaking of that, you led me right into my question, is the most important position is at quarterback. I know you're a guy that is very good at the draft, studying it. Does that guy exist in this draft? Is that guy that maybe even you guys could go get, like the Jackson Dart, Jalen Milroe, Shador Sanders, or Cam Ward? Is that one of these guys you would go get if it was you?
Man, the Saints need as much help as they get. I'm against packaging all these draft picks. They've done that in the past to go get a Chris Olave or Trevor Penning or whatever. Right now, they got so many needs. They're not going to do that. Will they draft the quarterback? Yes. I do think they will. But as far as packaging up picks to go get a Cam Ward, Shedeur Sanders in round one, that ain't happening.
Mike, I do want to talk, too, about the top of the draft. And we've been talking about Field Yates' latest mock, and he has Travis Hunter going number one overall. And I'm curious to get your thoughts on this. I think there's a lot of risk involved with drafting Travis Hunter number one overall. I think he's the best athlete, but I think you need an impact player. You need a game plan if you're going to take a guy like that. And Tennessee sitting there with that number one overall pick, I think there is a lot of ways to mess that up if you're Tennessee, and you got to be really, really careful what you're going to do there.
This is my thought on Tennessee. If they don't pick Cam Ward, that's a trade down.
Wow.
For the Titans. I know ownership, they ain't too patient. I mean, my Brian Callahan, they bringing in a new general manager and a whole new front office. Hey, I'm the only one left. Guess what? The guillotine's fixing to hit me. So I got to make sure I get this pick right. If I'm the Titans, the only way I keep this pick is if I'm sure in my own mind Cam Ward can be that guy. If not, I'm going to trade down. There are going to be some teams that are going to be looking to get either Abdul Carter, the pass rush defensive end from Penn State, or Travis Hunter. And if I pick Travis, I'm going to play him at corner and build a package of probably 12, 13 plays where he plays wide receiver. But for the Titans, they similar to the Saints. They got a lot of needs on that football team, and I would want more picks than less.
Mike Dettelier joining us here on Sports Radio 929 The Game. All right, you know what? The guy that's kind of mentioned a little bit in that 15 range for us here in Atlanta is Mike Green. Got to watch some of him. He's quick, Mike, as you've probably already seen. He's strong. You got to get hands on him immediately. A lot of it made about kind of where he went to school, Marshall, not an Ohio State or a Georgia, which is what a lot of fans here want. What do you think about Mike Green?
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. He's in that range of where the Falcons pick. He's an interesting athlete. He's not this real lengthy, long-arm guy, but, man, you watch him play. It's like somebody, shot him out of a cannon. I mean, when the snap happens. And he's a former high school wrestler, and you can see his ability to use his arms and hands well, and he's just a way of getting around bigger people. And he certainly shows the part. It doesn't really matter where he went to school at. He flourished last year at Marshall. I've watched, I guess, about 9 games in which he played. Every game he was an impact. And sometimes he was making an impact when he wasn't making a play. He just scared the bejesus out of you. Every snap, they were doing something to try to put a hat on a hat. And most of the time, he was getting chipped because they knew just how good he was. The other part about his game that he does well is he plays the run well. He's got really good instincts against the run. He sets the edge. And he has that ability to kind of trap you as a running back. So I think he's a guy in the teams that you have to take a long look at. And he was the one guy in Mobile. He dominated. It didn't matter who they put him up against. He was a dominating football player. So if there was any question about jump in competition? He answered that at the Senior Bowl.
Mike, I want to follow up with that, too. And look, I think, you know, before the Senior Bowl, a lot of us wondered, is Mike Green a first-rounder? Now, I think a lot of us here in Atlanta, it's like after the Senior Bowl and after the viral clip, it's, is he still going to be there at 15? I want to back away from that a little bit, and let's kind of take Travis Hunter out, because I'm with you. I think he plays corner. I think you sprinkle him in. Other than Abdul Carter and Travis Hunter, though, defender-wise, who's at the top of your list? I think that Mason Graham's going to be talked about a lot.
Mason.
Yeah, I think that Mykel Williams will have a lot of suitors as well.
Yeah, I think for me, it's Mason. And a lot of dudes walking around that's 340 pounds that can run like him. I mean, you just watch him play. He's dominant inside. And I think he is going to be the buzz guy, because I think we're going to hear all this stuff about Travis Hunter and Abdul Carter and the quarterbacks. I think the buzz guy in the top five picks is going to be Mason Graham. And I think you're going to have a lot of teams trying to trade up to get him. What happens with the two Georgia defensive ends will be the other part of it. Because that is sort of split. Some people like Jalen Carter better than Mykel. And some people like Michael better than they like Carter. He's the. I think those two guys go anywhere from 6 to 13 in that range. Pass rushers, come on. Other than the quarterback position, you better get you somebody that can put that quarterback on his butt. And those two guys can do it. So I think both of them would be gone by the time the Falcons pick. But they, especially with Williams, because the intrigue is, could staying healthy.
Mike,
Jalen Walker, I think we know a lot more about. With Mykel, I think it's all about, if he stays healthy, I don't think we have in this conversation of him being a top 6-7 pick, because I think everybody would feel that way. The health issue is going to be the question mark with him.
Mike, I was talking with my co-host here with Bo about just the state of the running back position, and you look at the guys in this draft. Do you think that what we saw, you know, a few years ago where everyone asking, is it worth paying a running back, and the NFL running backs having a meeting, Saquon Barkley and Derrick Henry, do you think the way that those guys have played this year have done anything to up the what a running back could mean to a team?
Yeah, it's a good question. I still think it's devalued draft-wise. And Ashton Jeanty, he's gonna be a top, you know, anywhere from 9 to 19, somewhere in that range. It is a thick class of running backs. But I still think it's going to be devalued. You'll have a couple go in the second round. Where you're going to see a big run is going to be in the third and fourth round. It's a very good year for running backs. This isn't a great draft class, other than along the defensive line. Because in my top 75, 24 are defensive linemen. I've done this, it's over 30 years. I've never had 24 of the top 75 defensive linemen. Never. I have this year. So to answer your question, it's devalued. I think this year brought the running game a little bit more in vogue. Will it affect where running backs get picked? Maybe just a smidge. But I don't think it's going to have a huge approach. Because I look at this, there's only one guy you could say for sure at running back will be picked in the top 25, and that's Ashton Jeanty.
Mike, we appreciate the time and the excellent insight, as always. Thanks
good
for
stuff,
joining
man.
Us.
Thanks.
Thanks so much. Appreciate it. Y'all take care.
You
and,
too.
And y'all don't load up too much, because the Saints, you know, they need a little help from y'all.
Yeah. Well, we need draft picks to load up too much.
Right. Thanks again. That was college
Thanks
football
so
and NFL draft analyst and co-host on Sports Radio WWL in Louisiana, Mike Dettillier, joining us here. You can follow him on X at Mike Dettillier.
He's good, too, by the way. I love that dude. That dude is phenomenal. He is very good with his knowledge.
And funny.
Yeah,
well.
Yeah, he's yeah, he dude, he reminds me a lot of like the draft analyst version of Bobby Hebert.
That's going to do it for us here on the Morning Shift. Steakhouse is next on Sports Radio 99 The Game.
Think warm, think palm trees, think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here.
If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.